So Christmas is coming. Did you know that? It is here. It is upon us. I don't know about you, but I've been just a little bit more on top of it this year. I'm not really sure why. In some ways. Some ways not. But I actually feel like I'm semi-prepared, which is always dangerous, right? It means I'm not prepared. Something's going to surprise me around the corner, but we'll see how that goes. This morning, it's Love Sunday. I feel like singing Lion King or something. Can you feel the love tonight? Or something like that, right, Chase? Or something, maybe there's a good... maybe a good Frozen song or, you know, some Disney thing. I don't know if you've been to theaters lately. I'm not... no spoiler alert here. I'm not going to say anything. Don't worry, relax. But they have all their advertisements, and it's so warm and fuzzy, right? If you haven't been to them, or if you're even just watching TV, all these nice and warm, fuzzy commercials come on, and they... tell us about what Christmas should look like, right? How it's going to look, how it should look, what we should be doing. Oh my goodness, the pressure's on, right? Oh wow, I can't believe how much I'm supposed to be doing in order to make people feel good. You ever get that feeling? Like, and you're trying to kind of work that up within yourself too, right? How can I get that feeling? How can I do that? That's so sweet. You know, how can I have that little child come up and do what that little child just did? Or how can, why do my children don't do that? You know, all that kind of stuff. No, I'm just kidding, guys. So, they're even better. You know? Why don't we pray as we start our message this morning? Because we are going to talk about God's love. And it's surprising. It's unexpected. It's so refreshing. It's so unique. It's different than what we ever would expect in many ways. And it catches us and it renews us and makes us new. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word that is powerful. Thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that brings us your presence to be right with us, right within us and amongst us as we together share who you are in our lives. Thank you for this place we have to worship, for an opportunity to sing together, to express ourselves. Thank you for the ability to move and to be here. And this morning we come and we just want to say to you, God, it is our desire to be like Christ, to be Christ-like, to walk like Him, to be Spirit-empowered, to allow your Holy Spirit to work through us. God, we do that so that we can make you known, both among us, around us, and beyond us. And those are not just words, God. We hope that it would become who we are, walking in you, and letting you be known to many so that they might find the light that we found, the light that brings us home into your presence. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I know you've all been through a lot of different things this past little December here. I personally have been through a lot of different feelings up and down. I know some have been sick, some have not, and some maybe have physical injuries, some have had losses to family. There's so many different things that have happened. And as we've done that, we've gone through our candles and talked about hope and peace and love and joy. And, of course, we're gonna light the middle candle. Oh, that's right. I forgot to ask you. Have you all had your Christmas parties already? just double-checking. I've been bugging you every week because the only reason I bug you about that is not so much that we have to feel pressure to plan a big party. It's just that I feel it's so important that we think about one another at Christmas. We should do it all the time, but Christmas gives you an opportunity in a unique way to reach out to somebody, and a party is not necessarily a big party. It's just a party of two sometimes, or a party of three, or just a moment where you can get together with people and remember things maybe in the year past, or talk about things in the near future, or just reflect on some stuff that's significant to you. Do a party. Do it now, like do it even after Christmas. Take time with the people that you would like to. Don't put it off. And plan something. Really, plan something. And step into someone's schedule that maybe you feel you shouldn't, but step into it anyhow. And start to spend some time with them. Because isn't that what God did? He just came right into our schedule, into our daily life. And particularly we remember it at Christmas when Jesus came, but each day He comes into our life daily and comes in uninvited often, but if we invite Him, definitely. But uninvited, He is with us and waits for us to embrace Him. So let's embrace people, because that's part of what allowing Christ to be in us is all about. I'm going to turn to the Christmas story, because we've been reading that every time, and I'm going to read it again in Luke 2. And as we talk about love, we'll look a little bit about love came down. And we know that love came down in the form of... Hello! Are you with, in the form of a baby who was and his name was
Jesus.
All right, I know now you're with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Yeah, Jesus. Okay. It says, let's read right from the top of Luke 2. It says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. He's in control. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own hometown to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David, which is significant, we know. He went there to register with Mary, who he was pledged to be married, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, that Jesus that we're talking about. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because, really, there was no room. There's no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the field, as we talked about earlier in another message, nearby. And they were keeping watch over their flocks like they do, just like we do. We're doing our regular stuff in life as they are. They were keeping watch. And guess what? An angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. They got woken up, right? Are you awake now? I'm trying to wake you up if you didn't notice. So they woke up but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all people. Joy candle was lit in the sky. I have good news for you. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God. So a concert broke out. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those upon whom his favor rests. Have you experienced peace this holiday? Are you experiencing peace? Did you know that God said he's going to give that to us? He's going to give us peace in our heart. But I wonder what that looks like. I wonder what it looks like for you. Because that's a piece of his love, right? Can you feel the love this morning? That's a piece of the love. He's going to give us peace. Verse 15, when the angels had left him and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off. And they found Mary and Joseph, like these guys, their action, and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Interesting, right? I don't know what everybody else would have seen. You'd like to think that if this group of choirs, this choir of angels was in the sky, maybe somebody else saw it. I don't know, but they obviously had to explain it. And in their explanations, I'm picturing these shepherds. You guys ever picture these shepherds? Because I picture them kind of simple, maybe. Pretty basic guys. And they know how to take care of the sheep. The sheep are dumb. And they know how to take them where they need to go. Sheep won't go anywhere. They'll just die where they are if they don't help them. So they did that. They moved them along. And so they're very practical. But would they be really good at explaining heavenly hosts? I don't know. Could they do that? Well, apparently they could. And my guess is that, okay, so here, as we go into this love, can we get on the love theme again? As we go into the love, God came down, right? And he offered peace to these guys in a choir. And they had a new excitement, and they went and they found something very unique. They found I'm sure they didn't fully understand it, but actually found that God broke into their world physically. And for some reason became a baby. And when they discovered that there was something, some kind of hope in that, they went and shared it with other people because they were so moved by it. And we can see that even initially, as God became a part of this world, he immediately started having an impact. And he had an impact on people who he chose to go to first, and that was the shepherds, very simple people. And they in turn went and shared what they had heard and seen to people around them who, of course, were very simple people too, who they knew. People, basic people, average people like ourselves. It wasn't to the kings and all of the high and mighty loyalty. It was actually just to the simple people. And somehow through their words, they were able to express to people something amazing had happened, and they were also excited. Why? Because God had come down, right? God was actually working through them. I know the Holy Spirit, as it were, wasn't present and moving amongst us in the sense that we know it today, but the Holy Spirit was there and was able to communicate through them. The love was starting to be spread. Their lives were complex. Don't get me wrong. We read this story. It's so fun to read the story and look at all kinds of stories like this, and they seem really cutesy and nice, and we make them good, but they're complex. They're really, really complex. They're confusing. Their lives are like ours. They involve very many intricate things happening, and people involved with us who we're hurt by them. We're not communicating well with them. We're having a hard time understanding our relatives. We don't know when we're going to get enough money to pay for them to eat maybe next. I don't know how I'm going to pay for my rent. I don't know where the sheep are. I lost them. I'm going to lose my job. I don't know. You know, this one died. I'm down. I need to up my quota. You know, all these things are happening. But then Jesus breaks into their world, just like he wants to break into yours right now. My question is, will you let him this morning? He has a love he wants to share with us, something unique, something that's going to transform us. But the question is, are we willing to let him? I believe there's other things. So, number one, will we let God enter into our lives? I believe there are other things that can hamper us from experiencing God's love. The second thing, first of all, that we don't let him. The second thing is that we just have improper expectations of what that just might look like. And where do we get those expectations from? Simply, I think, obviously, and you can all probably agree with me, is just the way we live, our lives that we're within, how we've experienced love, how love has come down to us, or how we haven't experienced love, what we've been through. And so how do we even know what love is when it comes? How do we even experience it? How do we embrace it? Well, I can only say one thing to you, that when God comes down, and we're talking about God from heaven, the perfect God, almighty God, who's created all things, who knows all things, he is love. So love actually has a name, and in this case it was Jesus. And when he comes down to earth, his expression is love. Please wipe out all the other stuff from your mind that love might be, and just let his expression to you be love. His desire to be with you be love. And embrace it. Let go of the other parts. So the shepherds returned glorifying God and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, it says that they brought Jesus, and that he was named Jesus, and the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. And they went into the temple, and they did what they were to do. I want to flip to another passage here, and we'll very quickly do it. You don't have to flip to it if you don't want to. There are a few passages that help us to see just a little bit more of who Jesus is and his love for us. And this is one that I kind of like. It's in Ephesians 3, and it starts off, it's actually a prayer from Paul. So the reason I'm going to read just a couple passages here right now is to help us again to reflect on the love that God has, the type of love that God has for us. So in Ephesians 3, verse 14, Paul's reading a prayer to the Ephesians, and he says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches, that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." God wants to touch us on our inner being, and we're concerned about our outer being. And we're concerned about our physical look. And we're concerned about our house and our vehicle and our Christmas tree and our gifts that we need to go home and wrap or buy. And But he's concerned about our inner being this morning. So this is the love we're talking about. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That's his gift to them. That's my gift to you. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, that you may have power, together with all the Lord's people, the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, and that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, as I always say at the end of the service, immeasurably more than we ask or even imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And that he sent his Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. You see, this gift of love, it definitely is God's presence. But this gift of love comes through us as we allow him to live within us, allows us to move. So, I don't know what your Christmas is going to be like. I don't know what your plans are. I don't know what your traditions are. I know I'm doing that. Sorry, I'm just going to slide this to the back. Oh, that's not better. That's worse. Yeah, that's worse. I don't know why I'm so alive here, honestly, Philip, but I am wide awake. Yeah, is it just loud or is it me?
Step away from the monitor.
Step away from the monitor? This way? Okay, thanks. There's one there too. They're surrounding me! Okay. Great, back to my love. So, but I don't know what your traditions, what your plans are as you're coming into Christmas, but can I remind you that all the traditions are great, all of our steps are great, all of our gifts and all that type is good, but please let God move on our inner hearts. Allow the Holy Spirit to make a difference in your inner hearts. Allow him to actually transform who you are on the inside, because that's where he really wants to do his work, and that's where the work is going to actually cause a difference in our lives for eternity. The other parts are just so temporary. I wanted to sit down a little bit and be it's almost a year-end kind of thing here, but I was just interested in talking to you about our church just a little bit as we talked about love this morning as well. You see, we've been so blessed as a church to have a building like this, and you know, lately we've been talking if you're visiting here, you won't exactly know what I'm talking about, but we've been talking about our building and what we're going to do with our building and how we might create something new. Find something that maybe is more appropriate or at least allowing us to grow and maybe better function in a community. And we talked about the frontage of our church, and we're working on that a little bit. And we're going forward. We had a meeting not that long ago where we had some discussions. Some were up and down, but ultimately we had a pretty unanimous vote to go ahead and do things, and that was awesome. So we're doing it. And we're seeing it, I believe, as an opportunity for us to grow and continue to allow God's love to be expressed in our community. So let's talk about God's love and what it might look like through a building. When we do a building physical, it just is physical. But in order to make it our love and our heart shining, as we talked about our inner being, and understanding and helping our world around us to see how deep, how wide, and how high God's love is, we need to commit it to God. And so can I challenge you, as we reflect on love, as we reflect on love for ourselves within our church and one another, that would also reflect on our love to our community and what that might look like? It may not seem like much right now as we talk about our church building, but it means a lot as we think about the people around us and what they're going through. We know that there's a building going up next door to us, And it's going to reflect a lot of different lives coming in, and new lives possibly starting a brand new chapter in many people's lives. So can we pray towards that end? I believe that when the scripture said, particularly I read, that was 1 John that I read at the end here, when God talked about his love actually coming through us, that's when people are able to see the purity of his love. I believe we can do that also in our community as we express love through our building. Now, there are complicated things within it, right? As always. I know that whenever we function as a church body, there are so many things that can make our community a little, well, let's say, go a little haywire in some ways. There are things that can happen where we can hurt each other easily. Whenever we go forward with God to express his love to a group of people, whether it's in our church or beyond our church, there is someone who doesn't want us to do that. But I want to remind you that in John 1, when we talked about the light coming, and how the light, it says very clearly that the light came into the darkness, and the darkness did not what? The darkness did not overcome the light. And that is the fact of the gospel. And that's the truth of the gospel. That's something that we can stand on in all cases. So that even as you're going through your Christmas, remember this, that if you're going through some things that seem to reflect the darkness of what's happening, in other words, there are relationships that are getting askew, things that are going really sideways, remember the darkness cannot overcome the light and has not. And you claim that. You say that, which is what we're going to do as we move forward with our building too. Because we're going to run into things where some of us are going to battle it out a little bit and not be sure about what should be, what is right or what is wrong. And a lot of it, honestly, will be very trivial. And yet there will be decisions made that we'll go forward with. In that case, what will our love look like? How will we move forward? How will we deal with one another? Because this will truly be a test for us as a body to experience this love that God has given to us. Can we share it amongst the group as we move forward? Are we willing to allow the God that's come down to actually be a part of our lives in that way? See, it's easy for you to say, yeah, for God so loved the world, as the McKnights read to us, that he sent his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. I'm in on that. I sit, write my name there. I'm all for it. But that color on the wall, I'm not with that. That's not cool. That hole at the front of the church, no way. Not happening in my church. We go through all those things. I believe those are actually the things where God is going to transform us and make us new. As we start to let some of those things melt away and we discover how to express God's love and how to learn each of us to surrender to one another, to put one another first. Love. I'm talking about love this morning, and it's a challenge. Your love can be expressed in that way. As we move forward, I got a surprise for you here. I know that God has blessed us a lot as a church, and he's allowed us to be in this building. He's allowed us to have a certain amount of money that has been gifted from another church who has traveled in miraculous ways. And God has led them through sort of almost a desert land and provided for them and allowed them to have some monies. And they've come to our Victoria Alliance Church from Pipeline Church and other churches too coming together. And together we've had this opportunity to experience God's love. And now we see that there's a way that we can reach out even more because now we have a little bit of money to use. And some of you sit back and say, that's great. We can do that. We have some cash to do. But guess what? I have news. It's not going to take us all the way. It's not going to take us to heaven. It's not going to take us all the way even to getting a building done. But here's another challenge we're going to have to express God's love to one another and to each other, to our community. And that's going to be through how we actually deal with money. And you said, wait a minute, this is Christmas. Do not talk about money right now. Well, let's just crack it open a little bit. I want to get us thinking as we move into Christmas and into the new year that there is a whole new world out there that God wants to open up. And he wants us to reach out in love to our community. And so I'm going to challenge you a little bit to think about what that might look like for each of us. How are we going to look forward to expressing love? I know you're saying, well, through Monday, that's not the way you express love. Well, actually, in some ways it is. We have an opportunity to give something that really hurts. One of the things that I discovered is when God calls us to give something, it usually isn't very comfortable. It usually involves us giving something that hurts. And it could be money, or it could be our time. It could be our workplace. It could be stuff that we have to sacrifice. It could be even our family time in some cases. It could be a variety of things that happen. But God has called us to sacrifice it for His glory and for one another. And so this morning I'm asking you to consider what love might look like to our community as we continue to go forward as a church with our community, this church, this building. When Jesus came, I know that the prime purpose was, of course, to bring His love and to set us free. But I'm asking that God would show us now how we can show that to one another. There are complicated issues in each family and each life that are sometimes beyond what we can handle. But I know that God, in His way, will help us as we look towards Him. I want you to know something about the Scriptures. When Jesus came down, it said in Luke, He came down to give them peace. We're like aliens sometimes in this world. And when God came down to give peace, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to put that thing out. When He came down to give us this peace, He found us in a situation where where we had kind of designed our own track, our own way. And He wanted to draw us back into relationship with Him. And as He drew us back into relationship with Him, we can discover who we are. And through the simplicity of who we are in Christ, that allows us to reach out and to communicate with one another in a better way. All the love of one another sort of things that we find in the Scriptures are impossible outside of Christ. But inside of Christ, we have the ability to do it. So as I pray with you, as we can come to a conclusion of our service this morning, as I pray with you, I want you to consider how God can allow you to become in touch with Him so that you can reach out to those around you in a way that you never dreamed possible, in order to reunite with people and to draw us closer so that we can together move forward and see what He would have us to do. I'm thankful for a leadership team that we have here, a church leadership team, a board that has led us and continues to lead us. They've put themselves into God's hands and trust God and pray to God. I would encourage you to continue to pray for them as we go into the new year. And I would encourage you to continue to pray for one another as we move into it. So let's just take a moment here and pray. Our Father, I just want to thank You for the way that You are willing to meet us here right where we are. That You offered to sacrifice so much for us to come down. We don't understand why You do that for us, but we are so thankful for it. But Father, I ask that You would continue to transform us, continue to make us new as we put us in Your hands. And Father, that You would draw us to a place where we would know how to communicate with one another, how to share with one another, how to reach out to one another. And God, as we think about our Christmas Eve service coming up, such a great opportunity to share with other people the love that You give. So I pray that Your light would actually be a light that would draw us home, God, home to a place where we discover who we are and then go out and live the life that You've designed us to live. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Andrea, let's... Thank you. wish you a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve. But now to the God who is able to do far more than we ever dreamed of or imagined, and who is active in our hearts right today, to you, God, we give all glory, honor, majesty, and power, both now and forevermore, from generation to generation, and God, please, in our generation today, I pray. God, make your love known, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy the...